see it all? Okay. Sorry, I have to sit to preach.
对不起，我要坐着讲道。
I have been a preacher over 50 years. Now I know I'm getting older, not younger.
我已经讲道有50年了，现在我知道我年纪有点大。
The topic, a Christian father and his home.
今天我要讲的是基督徒的父亲与他的家。
In Joshua 24:14-18.
在约书亚记24:14-18.
We have the patriarch Joshua's farewell message to Israel.
我们的先祖约书亚啊，他给他的以色列民啊，他有一些的话。
He reminds the people of the goodness of God to them.
他提醒他们神的美善。
Then he calls upon them to forsake all other false gods.
叫他们离弃一切的偶像。
To follow the only true God, Jehovah.
来跟随那唯一的真神，就是耶和华。
Finally, he says, regardless of what you do, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
最后他说，不管你们做什么，至于我和我的家，必定侍奉耶和华。
This ought to be the declaration of every Christian father today.
今天这实在应该是我们每一个基督徒父亲的座右铭。
Happy Father's Day, fathers.
父亲们，父亲节快乐。
On June 19, 1910.
直到1910年。
Mrs.John B. Dodd observed the first Father's Day.
John B. Dodd 先生他就是过了他第一个父亲节。
Yeah, in honor of her father William Smart.
是为了纪念他的父亲 William Smart.
A civil veteran who was widowed when his wife died.In childbirth with their sixth child.
所以他的父亲他是一个内战时期退伍的军人当他他的妻子生了六个孩子，但是那个最后一个是在生孩子的时候去世的。就是他的妻子是在生最后一个孩子的时候去世的。
And lived to raise his six children.By himself.
所以他的父亲就独自抚养这六个孩子。
In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson.
在1966年，就是Lyndon Johnson 总统。
Signed the presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday in June as Father's Day.
所以那时候就签署了一个法令，就是。六月份的第三个星期星期日作为父亲节。
On this day, today, the whole nation stops to pay tribute to all fathers in our land.
所以在这一天，就是整个全国，就是说他们都在一起，就是尊崇就是把这个尊崇这个父亲。
Father's Day is meant to be a voice calling men from the pursuit of values which fluctuates with each passing year.
所以父亲节它的意思就是要对每一个父亲有个呼召，因为历世历代有许多价值观在那里变化。
to the consideration of the value which is eternal.
但是这个呼召实在是对父亲的呼召，是要叫我们知道说如何来追寻那个永恒的价值。
That is the welfare of their children and to establish a Christian home.
是为了你孩子永恒的福祉，也是为了这个家能够成为一个基督徒的家。
On April 10, 1852.
在1852年是4月10号。
How about 156 years ago, an American citizen died in Algeria and was buried in Tunis.
大概在100多年前，这个他是一个美国人，他是在死在这个阿尔及利亚。 埋葬在Tunis。Algeria,
Tunis were in the Laurels. Africa, there were former French colonies.
是在非洲，是以前是法国的殖民地。
31 years later,
31年后,
the United States government sent a warship to bring this man's body home.
美国政府就派了一艘战舰去把这个人的, 尸体带回来。
As the warship drew near New York,
当这个战船就, 快到纽约的时候,
great crowds went out to meet him.
有许多人去迎接他。
The bands play patriotic music. The guns thundered out a welcome.
所以在那里, 有乐队在那里演奏爱国的音乐, 也在那里有鸣枪, 来向他致敬。
All flags flew at half mast.
所以, 许多就是旗都是降半旗。
A special train bore the body to Washington.
那时候特别用一列火车把他的躯体运到华盛顿。
Congress adjourned, and the president and all the high officials stood with uncovered heads.
那时候在国会他就休会，然后总统还有其他所有高官，他们就在这个葬礼上面，他们都脱帽致敬。
As the funeral procession moved down Pennsylvania Avenue,
当这个葬礼的过程就是当中，就是说当他们要行进，就是一直走到那个宾夕法尼亚大街一路走过的时候
，Who was the man？
这个人究竟是谁
？His name was John Howard Payne.
他的名字叫 John Howard Payne.
Who wrote a song that touched the hearts of millions of people.
他写了一首诗感动了许多许多的人。
He wrote immortal song entitled Home, Sweet Home.
他写了一首不朽的诗歌，就是家，甜蜜的家。
A sweet home is a universal longing.
这个甜蜜的家实在是一个普世的，我们都知道的价值。
But no home can be called a sweet home unless it is built on Christian faith and filled with the sweet presence of Jesus.
没有一个家能够被称为一个甜蜜的家。 如果他不是建造在基督的信仰上面，如果他不是在基督甜蜜的同在里面，这个家就不会是一个甜蜜的家。Fortunate
and blessed is a child born into a home where the father and the mother are both consecrated Christians.
如果一个孩子他生在一个家里，父母都是奉献的基督徒，那这个孩子实在是有福的。
It would be great to be the son of a king.
如果你是王子, 那很了不起。
It would be wonderful to be the child of a millionaire, a billionaire.
如果你是百万富翁, 亿万富翁的儿子, 那也听起来非常好。
But it is finer still to be the son of good Christian parents in a Christian home.
但是如果你是在一个家里, 一个基督徒的家里, 父母都是好的基督徒, 那实在是更好的。 更有福的。
That home may be a mansion or a cottage. It may be an apartment or a tent.
那个可能那个家是一个大厦，可能就是一个阁楼，可能就是是一个公寓，也可能就是一个帐篷。
But if two people, husband or wife, live there bound together by the cord of love, it is a home, a sweet home.
但是如果一个家，这个父母他们都是因着神爱的护照紧紧地连接在一起，那这个家就是一个甜蜜的家。
And it must be the home where the father and the mother and the children love God and live for each other.
这样的一个家一定是说，这个父母还有孩子，他们都爱神，他们也是为着别人来活。
I believe that most parents want to give their children the best things in life.
我相信，绝大多数父亲父母他们都是要把最好的给他们的孩子。
But if you give them all that the world has to offer and withhold Christ from them, you're making a terrible mistake.
但是如果你把世界所能给的一切给这个孩子，但是却没有给他基督，那是一个最大的错误。
Most children, especially boys, tend to model themselves after their father.
许多的孩子，特别是男孩子，他们的父亲是他们所要模仿的对象。
I read a delightful story about Dr. Bob Stamps and his children.
我读到一个很有意思的故事，是关于这个 Bob Stamps 先生和他的孩子。
Dr. Stamps is on the faculty of our Roberts University.
这个Stamp 博士，他是在这个Oral Roberts 大学的教授。In
Tulsa, Oklahoma today.
就是这个大学在 Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Where our daughter Angela did her undergraduate work.
在那里就是我的女儿 Angela， 她在那里读大学的时候是在那里上的。
Dr. Stamp is a man with a good sense of humor.
他是一个很幽默的人。
He's also bald.
他也是秃顶的。
Gloriously bald.
这个是头非常的光。
Yeah. One night, he and his wife decided to go out to dinner.
有一天晚上，他和太太他们决出去吃晚餐。
And hired a university student to take care of the two little children.
他们就雇了一个大学生来照顾他们的孩子，小孩子。
While they were gone, the babysitter got interested in a television program.
他们离开的时候，他们雇的这个看孩子的学生，他就看到一个电视节目，太有趣了。
And wasn't watching the children carefully.
他就没有好好的看孩子。Then
a five-year-old boy, Peter Andrew.
那个五岁的男孩名字叫 Peter Andrew.
Got into his father's electric shaver.
他就拿到了爸爸的电梯刀。
And shaved the big landing strip right down the middle of his head.
所以他就拿这个电梯刀在他头顶正中就剃了一道
When his father came home, she was furious.
当他爸爸回来，他就非常愤怒。
He said to Peter Andrew, I told you never to pray with my shaver.
他说, Peter Andrew, 我告诉过你，你绝不能玩我的电锯刀。
Now you're going to get a spanking. That you will never forget.
他说我要狠狠地打你的屁股，这样你再也忘不了。
He was just about to give the spanking.
他正要打他屁股的时候,
when Peter Andrew looked up at him and said, wait until you see sister.
他正要打的时候, Peter Andrew 就抬起头来对他说, 等一下先别打, 你先去看看我的姐姐。
Bob Stamp and his wife were terrified.
所以他们就很害怕, 不知道发生什么。
They rushed into the next room, and there was their little 4-year-old daughter.
他们就赶快冲到另一间房间, 就是他们的女儿在那里。
With her hair shaved off her head, she looked like a little skinned rabbit.
所以他的头发全部剃光了，看起来就像一个小兔子。
By this time, Bob Stamp was very furious.
这个他就更加的愤怒了。He
grabbed up Peter Andrew and said,
他就把Peter Andrew抓起来说,
Now you are really going to get it.
现在我真的要好好打你的屁股了。Just
as he lifted his hand and started to breathe down,
他正当他举起手来要打下来的时候,
Peter Andrew looked up at him with tears in his eyes.
Peter Andrew 就抬起头来, 眼睛里含着眼泪说,
But Daddy, we love you. We were just trying to look like you.
那个他的孩子就说, 爸爸, 我们爱你, 我们做这个就是为了想像你。
There was one little boy who didn't get a spanking that night.
所以这个小孩子他那天晚上就没有挨打。
Instead, he got a big hug from his dad.
反而他是被他爸爸好好的拥抱了一番。
And a big kiss from his mom.
他妈妈也好好的亲了他一番。
And he was told that wasn't the best way to learn to be like his daddy.
然后他们就告诉他说, 如果要跟爸爸一样, 这个并不是最好的办法。
Daddy, we love you, and we want to be like you.
爸爸, 我们爱你, 我们想像你一样。
It's every boy's cry.
就是每一个男孩子他们心里的呼喊。
Father, you must be careful as to how to live your life before your children.
所以父亲们, 你们在孩子面前的生活, 你们要非常的小心。
Now the most sacred place in the home is the family altar.
在一个家里面, 最神圣的地方就是家庭的祭坛。
Family altar. Here. Okay. Thank you. Every home ought to have a time together when God's word is read and the prayer is offered.
每一个家都有应该有一段时间保留出来，是为着读神的话语，也是为着祷告。
The children ought to hear the voice of their parents in prayer.
孩子们在父母的祷告里面应该听见神的话语。
And they ought to learn to pray also.
所以他们也要学习怎么样的祷告。
Judge Jenkins was a great judge of Waco, Texas.
有一个法官Jenkins, 他是一个 他在德克萨斯威口这个地方, 他是一个很好的法官。
From the day that he was married, he and his wife maintained a family worship in their home.
从他结婚开始, 他们家里就有这个家庭的敬拜。
They had four children, all grew up to be beautiful Christians.
他们有四个孩子, 都长成非常美好的基督徒。
And all have been used of God greatly.
四个孩子都被神大大的使用。
Mrs. Jenkins died while the children were still young.
这个Jenkins太太就在孩子还年轻的时候就去世了。
During her last illness, the family worship were held by her bedside.
当她病重快要离世的时候，他们家庭的崇拜是在她的病床前进行的。
The judge would read the scripture, then mother, father, children all join in prayer.
这个法官，这个父亲他就会读圣经，然后。 妈妈、爸爸还有孩子们就会在一起祷告。
On the night when her body, she was dead, her body lay in a casket in the front room.
当那天晚上, 当她的身体就躺在那个, 棺木里面, 那个牧师就来,
The pastor came over and sat with the family.
这个牧师来就对这个家说,
And the judge said, My dear children, it's now the time for family worship.
当这个牧师来的时候，这个法官就告诉他说，对他的孩子们说，孩子们，现在是家庭崇拜的时候。
Then the Bible was read, and the prayer was offered as they all knelt by the side of the dead mother.
所以他们就在死去的母亲的身边，他们继续的进行他们家庭的崇拜。And
I tell you, friends, that is the kind of home that we need today.
这样的家实在是我们今天所需要的家。Homes
where God is honored.
在那里神被尊崇。Homes
where the Bible is read.
是一个家。 叫神的话语能够被听见,
and the prayer is heard.
能够听见祷告,
homes where love for God and for each other is in every heart.
在这样的一个家, 每一个心里面都充满对神的爱, 还有彼此之间的爱。
I call upon you, fathers, mothers too, to dedicate your life to the Lord.
在这里呼求父亲们、母亲们，把自己奉献给神。
To line up in God's church.
然后再来建造神的教会。
Make a path of your children. Do not send them to church alone. Come with them.
不要就是把你们的孩子送到教会来，你们要与他们一起来。
Pray for them and lead them early to the Savior.
为他们祷告, 引领他们信主。
Proverbs 20 verse 6 says,
箴言20章6节说,
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
教养孩童，使他走当行的路，就是到老他也不偏离。
Train a child in the way he should go. Okay. That's it. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, I want to say a word to all children, sons and daughters here.
现在我想对孩子们做孩子的有一些话。
Unless your parents are ridiculously abnormal, They have loved you every day that you have lived.
除非这样的例外, 不然的话, 你们所过的每一天,
God loves us and gave His only begotten Son to die for us.
神爱我们, 把他独一的爱子赐给我们, 为我们死。
He expects our gratitude.
他应当得着我们的感谢。
Nothing in the world is so like God's love as the love of a good father and a good mother.
在这个世上, 最像神的爱的就是父亲的爱和母亲的爱。
Therefore, this love places us under obligation to all children.
因着这个爱, 儿女们他们有他们的责任。
The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 1,
就像保罗在以弗所书六章一到二节所说的,
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and the mother, which is the first commandment with a promise.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。You
didn't show here the promises that you will be well and live long on the earth. That's okay now.
乃是叫你得福，在世长寿。
A famous sensitive remorse. I'm going to tell you this story.
这里有一个故事是有一个很有名的人，有一个儿子，他深深的忏悔。
A story was told about Samuel Johnson.
这个人叫 Samuel Johnson.
The English literary giant in the 18th century.
他是英国文学的巨人，他的时代是在18世纪。
His father was a bookseller.
他的父亲是一个图书经销商。
Selling second-hand books at a bookstore in the marketplace.
他是在市场上卖这个二手书。
To support his family.
以此来维持他的家庭。
During one Christmas season, the father had become ill.
在有一个圣诞的季节，这个爸爸他生病了。And
asked his son Samuel to take his place to attend the bookstore.
所以他就叫他的儿子 Samuel 来代替他来卖这个书。
Young Samuel was a student at Oxford University.
这个年轻的三秒他是牛津大学的学生。
And too proud to wait on customers, so she refused to go.
所以这个儿子他是这个名牌的大学生，他太骄傲了，他不愿意去接待顾客，所以他就拒绝去。
His aged and sick father dressed and made the arduous trip himself.
后来他父亲就不得不自己去。Never
saying a word of reproach to his son.
他就也没有说一句责备的话。Shortly
afterwards, the father died.
后来不久，这个爸爸就去世了。50
years after,
后来过了50年。His
father was long gone.
他的父亲已经去世那么久了。This
renowned illustrious scholar Samuel Johnson.
所以这个时候他已经是一个非常著名的学者。Now
his name is a household word throughout England.
他的名声在整个的英国都很响。
stood one day bareheaded for hours.
他有一天他就站在那里站了一个小时, 没有戴帽子。
By a spot at his hometown.
他是站在他家乡的一个地方,
where once his father's bookstore had stood.
他站在哪里呢? 就是站在他以前他爸爸的书摊所在的地方。
People stared at him as he stood there almost motionless.
别人就看着他, 因为他站在那里一动也不动。
In the midst of wind and rain,
在风雨当中一动也不动。
He was remembering that time, long time ago, 50 years ago, when his aging father asked of him a small favor.
他在那里回想, 就是50年前当他的老父亲, 对他要他一点小小的帮助。
And he had smugly refused.
他就那么粗暴地就拒绝了。
The memory of his disobedience filled him for many years with remorse.
他这个回忆就是当他的这个悖逆的回忆就在这50年当中一直在他的心中。
And now the old scholar tried to quiet his mind by an act of public penance.
所以他的这个有名的学者，他就想在公众当中做出这样一个忏悔的表示， 以此来平静他自己的心。
50 years carried this guilt remorse.
那个负罪的感觉在50年当中一直在他里面。
I wonder now in our midst, if any of you have here filled with remorse about what you have done to your father or your mother, anything you rebelled against your parents, you feel guilty, you feel uneasy for many years.
记得我们自己的悖逆，记得我们的不顺服，对我们的父母。但是这些负罪的感觉，在许多的年间，它会在我们的里面。Honor
your father and mother in the Lord.
要在主里孝敬父母。Perhaps
Your father still live to bless your life.
可能你的父亲还活着，他会祝福你。
Maybe the silver hair has crowned his temple.
也许他的头上已经有白发，有这个荣耀的冠冕。
And your children call him grandfather.
可能你的孩子已经叫他祖父。
It now may be your turn to minister to him at his eventide.
所以现在就是该你来服侍他了。Praise
God for the privilege.
感谢神给我们这样的权利。Send
a message of love to him.
叫我们可以向他有一个爱的信息。
So let us thank God for all good fathers and mothers.
我们为着一切好的父母来感谢神。Let
us thank God for their Christian faith.
让我们为着他们基督的信仰来感谢神。And
most of all, let us live our lives for our Father's Savior and our Savior.
让我们过着 我生活的目的乃是为着我们父亲的救主，也是我们的救主。We're
going to stop here, and we're going to sing the last song.
我们在这里要停一下，我们要再唱最后的一首诗歌。
Father, I wonder if you feel guilty, feel uneasy, if you feel remorseful for anything you have done to your parents.
是啊，在你们心中有没有懊悔，有没有忧伤，就是当你们得罪父母的时候。
This is a good time to come to pray before God.
现在是在神面前祷告的时候。
If you like, if you're willing, come forward and stand while we are singing. Stand in the front and say a prayer yourself. Let the blood of Jesus wash all your guilty away. Make you a new person. Help you to rededicate your life to live for God and to honor your parents.
如果你愿意我们唱诗歌的时候，你可以到前面来，我们一起的祷告，求神的爱在那里洁净我们的心，叫你成为一个新人，再把我们自己再一次奉献在神的面前。
We are going to sing hymn 630.
我们要唱诗歌630首。
Lord, I'm coming home.
630. 主，我要回家。
All stand and sing.
630，我们一起站立来唱这首诗歌。
Just come forward before God.
如果愿意进前来的，就现在就可以到前面来，我不会再问你一次。 God,
you are our Heavenly Father.
Well,
many times we have rebelled against you. We are not a good children of yours. But now we want to give our hearts to you. We want to dedicate our lives before you, to live for you,
为你而活,
and to honor our parents,
来荣耀我们的父母,
and to set a good example before our own children. Bless these dear ones standing here.
就像那个Stevenson站在这里,
fill their hearts with your peace and love.
用你的平安, 用你的爱来充满他们的心。
And now the Lord bless you and keep you.
愿主看顾你, 保守你。
The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you.
用他的脸光照你, 用他来赐福给你。
The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.
耶和华向你扬脸, 赐给你平安。
These are put the name of the Lord upon you all, and the Lord will bless you.
奉主耶稣基督的名, 奉神的名来祝福你。
Thank you.
感谢主。
好, you can close. You can close.
我们仍然站立, 有点回应的祷告在神的面前。